Good morning. It is time for our weekly visit with Soy Roy. Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, as we get an update on the markets here at KTIC. And I trust that Jeremy took care of you last week while I was in Kansas City. All went well, I assume?
Oh, we got along just fine.
Well, it sounds good to me, I guess, now that we're back from Kansas City. I missed the your crop progress report from last week. So what's the status on the Smith farm?
I've finished up harvesting my corn. Actually, it would have been last Saturday, and the fellow that I harvest with is getting along really good, except for the fact that he's going to have about 60 acres of corn left when he runs out of bin space. So he just taping this on Thursday afternoon, just moved the auger away. All of my bins are full of my corn and other people's corn, and all of his bins are full except for the one last one, and so it's going to get to be a traffic jam at the elevator, I'm afraid.
So is that what a lot of the people that you're talking to are experiencing, just kind of running out of space for those last acres?
Well, there's quite a bit of corn still in the field here in eastern Cass County. I guess on the west end of the county, why the corn harvest is getting pretty well cleaned up, but yeah, they're hurting for space. They started piling corn on the ground at Syracuse earlier this week, and as far as I know, that's the only location in the Midwest territory where they're piling corn outside, but they are filling their flat storage and getting ready to hunker down for a long winter of trying to stay on top of the conditions and trying to move corn when they can.
Speaking of moving grain, looks as though the market's giving us plenty of opportunities to move some soybeans, huh?
Yeah, it really has. The market was interesting yesterday, for sure. It started out strong and just kept getting stronger, and we actually have a new high for the move in the cash market now on soybeans here in the Midwest co-op area, 974. We touched that just a little bit yesterday, and then it backed off, on Wednesday, and then backed off, but on Thursday, it stayed strong all day and ended up having a real positive close. So anybody that's got soybeans, if they're going to sell them, this is an opportunity. And if you're going to store them, well, you need to make that decision, because we've actually got the cash beans about a dollar and a half over the low that came on the 5th of October.
Boy, a dollar and a half. If I remember right, that was a trigger for our dead cat bounce, wasn't it?
The trigger actually was a dollar, and then the market kept right on going up, and we got, it went from 8.31 to 9.62, which is $1.31, and then it backed off quite a ways and struggled around. In fact, we had it under $9 there on one day on November 6th, and then since that time, it's come back and given us a real opportunity to. Now that we've got the beans harvested, we know how many we've got. We don't have production risk anymore, so we can comfortably just go in the cash market and sell.
All right. I was going to say, what are some of the big things that are pushing the soybeans right now?
Well, there's several things. The outside markets, of course, the strength of the dollar, the weakness of the dollar really makes soybeans cheaper to our export customers. Another thing that may start being a factor, and I heard this first time yesterday, that the Argentine weather isn't as good as what some people would like to see it, and so there's going to be concern about whether the Argentines and Brazilians are going to have this huge crop that we need to fill that Chinese demand and demand from other places in the world.
Now, as far as the corn goes, Roy, corn has been more of a follower to the outside markets versus, you know, kind of following on its own merits, huh?
It has, and, you know, I think, at least in Nebraska, the reason for that is we just have some tremendous yields. When you get east of here and Illinois and eastern Iowa, the yields aren't as good, and the condition of the crop is real concern, because it just hasn't dried down enough to make it storable even for a short period of time. So, you know, right here in eastern Nebraska, we've got plenty of corn. The corn's fairly good quality. It's, for the most part, almost dry enough for long-term storage. And so it's a little hard for a lot of people, including me, to understand how we can have such a tremendously big crop and the market doesn't go down. Now, certainly 3.5 a bushel is not going to make anybody rich, considering what we paid for fertilizer in this last year. But at least it's holding together, which is not what we usually see when we have a tremendous crop like this.
We've been talking about the outside markets here a little bit, and I think you want to talk a little bit of a cautionary statement that money moves in and out of those funds, and just as fast as it goes in, it might go out, huh?
Well, this last week when we've had soybeans up in the 940 to 970 area, some of the talk has been that, well, after the first of the year, these commodity funds are going to come in, speculative funds are going to come in and rebalance their portfolio, and they may be selling gold and buying soybeans or selling petroleum and buying soybeans and corn, things like that. And a lot of times when you hear talk like that, that's a sign that it's already happened. And so when we actually get to the time period that they're talking about, this buying doesn't develop. And I think we need to be cautious of that. And at $9.75 for cash soybeans, most people can make some money on that, and I would be looking at selling some. And I did sell some this week. I sold some last week because it's money in the bank.
If we still want to retain ownership, is an option or at least putting a floor under that a good way to go, Roy?
Well, it's a possibility. Now, the premiums on options are a little bit high, but the other thing that I watch is the spreads between January and July or January and May, and we call that carry, and we really don't have any carry in the market now. In other words, the January beans have sort of caught up with the deferred contracts. So if you got the beans in the elevator and they're in a position you can sell them and you can take that money and pay off some notes or whatever, you can still retain ownership by going back in and buying futures and not paying an extra premium to buy futures for May or July. And that's a pretty unusual situation. Now, if you want to use call options, well, you're still going to have the premium on the call option, but it's still a possibility this year, where in most years it just doesn't work.
All right, a number of different things that producers can consider. For more information on a few of these, how can they get more?
Roy at SoyRoy.com is my email address, and SoyRoy.com my website.
Thanks for the insight, sir. We'll talk to you next week.
I'll be here.
Soy Roy, Roy Smith from Cass County, Nebraska, and an update on the markets on KTIC.